Okay, we are holding now in Simon Reish Vav. We're up to Siv Vav. Not be other pre la'ochle. You're holding in your hand the fruit to eat. Uberach alav. You made the bracha on it. Brepra ate, and oops, v'nafal miyado, fell out of your hand. V'nevad, it becomes destroyed. Or nimus, comes out disgusting, totally inedible. So now tzarich lachazor levarich af alpi shahem oisem min lefonav yosish berach al harishon. So now when you eat the new fruit that's not in front of you at that time, you'd have to make a new brach on it. Comes along the Ramah, and we'll see the way the Bir Halacha is learning. It sounds like he's clarifying, but the way the Bir Halacha is learning, the Ramah is actually arguing. Rak shlo hayadaito alav ala'achlo. That if he did not have that in mind to eat this. Okay, back to the Mechaber, but Tzarech Lomer, so you say, Baruch Shem Kavod, Malchuso le'olam vo'ed. You have to say this famous phrase, Al Shehoitzi Shem Shemayim v'tal, because you said Hashem's name for no reason. V'im Amr Kishinof Baruch Ato Hashem. Let's say, you're holding it in your hand, and it dropped, and all you'd gotten up to is the first three words, Baruch Atah Hashem. V'lo Omer Lokeini, you didn't say, our God. So then Yisayim V'yomer, you finish off, and you say, Lamdeini Chukecha. Baruch Atah Hashem, Lamdeini Chukecha. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Think of Kuf Yud Tes. Remember, it's pasuk Yud Beis, I believe. Sheinira Kikori Pasuk. Because now, you're not making a bracha. No. You're reading a pasuk in Tehillim. Ve'ein kan moitzi Hashem Shemayim levatala. And you saved yourself. You didn't say the Shem's name in vain. Ava ha'oimir al amas hamayim. We discussed this yesterday. If you're now by a flowing river, mivarech, you make the bracha v'shoyis, then you drink from the flowing water. Af v'shamayim sheshoyis, even the water that you're going to drinking from, lohay lefanav kishaberach. It wasn't really in front of you at the time. It's now flowing downstream. I mean, when you said that shahakol, it was in front of you, but by the time you get to it, it's gone. Bibnei shlekach nischavim tachila. But that was your kavan originally, so therefore, when you had this in mind, that's going to be good enough. And then it ends off with the Ramah, Haga ayin lekam and simin reish tes sif aleph imit berach betos ma dino. If you made a mistake, what's the dinim over there? Okay, that is the mechav and the Ramah. So we pick it up with the Mishneh Berurah, chaf dalad, three lines from the bottom. Oh nimus. So it became a mius, means something that's disgusting. So for imagine you're holding your apple, your pear, whatever it is, and it fell into mud, fell into some sort of gross, disgusting thing. Hu hadin, says the Mishneh Berurah, the same halach applies, b'matzo she nirkav, it's rotten. You know, you're about to eat it and you see it's gross, it's totally spoiled. Ve'in roi l'chila klal, you can't eat it all, right? V'no talach, and I have to take another one. De'im adayin kitsas roi l'chila, if you could have a little bit of it, like, you know, a banana or something, and you see it's all brown, it's all spoiled, see, if there's a little bit of part of it you could eat, tzarech lechol mimenu, you should take a little small bite of it, k'dei shlo yehei birchoso levatola. That's the best practice, is to take a small bite from it in order to save the bracha. Chafhei, afa pisha, even though, shayrot zolom means afilu hachi, even though, lo amrina, dihiye chal birchoso hakol, you don't say that, your bracha was really taking place on everything. Vatam ayim bir halacha, so to see why this is, look in the bir halacha, so on the top it says, rak, the bir halacha, shohei ay daito, so whole richas here says, af shaloshin haramah mashmi lechore dehu meforish es divri hamechaber. Right, that's what we were explaining as we read it the first time. Avaba emes enokin. Really, he's not explaining; he is arguing. Diladas mechaber hetik dina shitas atoisvos v'harosh. He's quoting from the Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Tosos, the Rosh, the Gamrina Yona. Even if you had in mind everything, the cover should cover all of these. Right, you have to still make a new bracha. Right, because the main thing is what it was you were holding on to in your hand. And it comes just really dragged after this. Therefore, you have to go make a new bracha. Aval de haramah hiskim ledinin linho ki yester hapoiskim shecholkim. He calls all those who are arguing on this din. Uv sevir lehu de bedaita lecho kulam ein tzarech lachzu levarich. You do not need to go ahead and make a new bracha. Okay, fine. That's how the bir halacha is clarifying it. So now we go on to chavav in the Mishneh Berurah. Rakshul haydaito. This is what the Ramah was quoting. Rotel means like as follows. You didn't have in mind it's going to cover all, just, you know, like default, stam. De'im haya bedaita b'shasa bracha. Because if you had in mind at the time that you were making the bracha, lecho gam hashar, the other ones also, ein tzarech lachsu levarach. You do not have to go ahead and make a new bracha. Avilu kishlo haya munach lefonav. Even if it's not in front of you, az chal shulchan. And so as al hashulchan, it's on the table. Ayin bir halacha, diyesh kalan, rishonim, smirim, they hold, dafilu bistama, gam kein ein tzarech lachsu levarach. They argue on this. You do not need to go back and make a new bracha. Tekevish haya munach lefonav al shulchan, havi kedaita behed yal hakol. We assume that the default value is in front of you, and you want this to be covered. All these things should be covered by your bracha. The sofek brachos lahakel, right? The famous Rosh Yeshiva Sabal sofek brachos lahakel. It's a fascinating idea. It's brought down in the Dirshu 53 from Scheinberg Zatzav. He says he has an eitzah, a one-time-only eitzah that can get you out of all these potential questions that might come up in 53. Ha'etzah b'zeh, das goyin Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg. She'yaseh tanai, you make a condition, mefura shel oylem b'chol bracha. For always knows, whenever you make a bracha, she'yaseh t'chol ha'bracha, al kol ha'peros shelefonav. I want, here's one time in your life that I want this to be chal, and to count for everything that's in front of me. L'chora ein tzorech latz, na'os kein, elapam achas b'chayev. And you only have to do this once in your life. Okay, ein modah shemoisim be'erev Rosh Hashanah. It's like a announcement you're making. Al hanedarim she'asu kol shalom. This is like we do for all the don't make for the whole year. Okay, fasting idea. Let's go back into the Mishnah Berurah now. Berach al peros. You made a bracha on the fruits. Uva odem mevarach heviu lo peros yoiser yofim. And now they're bringing you nicer fruits. Yoicham in Rishonim Tehila. You should make the bracha on the ones in front of you first. Kevin Shabarach Aleim, because you made the bracha on them. After I died to liftor hayofim, even you have in mind it's going to cover the nicer ones as well. Ve'im lo hayadai to liftor hayofim. If you didn't have in mind to cover the nicer fruits, tzarech lach levarach aleim. You have to make a bracha on those, according from the Magen Avraham. Ve'li rabba mitzadei de'ein tzarech lach levarach kevin shehu min echad. You do not, because it is from the same species. In the Dirshu 55, it talks over here about what if you have an esrog and a zayas. Ve'im hayo munochim lefon of esrog, you have your etrog, the zayas, you have an olive. So kos lekamen sivkat lama gimel. She'af im ha'esrog choviv yoiser, even if it's more special to you, it's more precious to you, it's more choviv, the esrog, mikom malkom v'varech al ha'zayis. You should really make the bracha on the zayis, shumi min shiva, because it's one of the shivas minim. The esrog niftor memela af bestamen, so that would cover the esrog. The im berech al ha'esrog bestamen, if you just in stam made the bracha on the esrog, l'chora lo niftor ha'zayis, at first glance, then it would not exempt the bracha on the olive. Because the lesser one, right, the esrog here, even though we do mitzvahs with it, but it's not one of the shivas aminim. So therefore, it can't cover something that's a level above that. Ach, kosev shlefima shesoyvrim harbi rishonim kedas harambam shechoviv oduf aflik avimin shiva. So the Rambam shita is in terms of priorities, shechoviv beats out shivas aminim. Im kein ash lechatchila tovin hol kedasa oimrim shemin shiva oduf levorech al hazayis mikol makom bidyeved sheberech al hechoviv kedasa Rambam siyadol. The Rambam, those who hold like this, lo yachsor levorech al hazayis. You do not go back now and make a new bracha on the zayis. According to these opinions, he bracha levatol. That would be an extra bracha because you already covered it. There's some more chaviv to you, and then you've exempted this already. So making an additional bracha is a problem. The yozin here would seem shafili im mevarach al hazayis. Even if you would make the bracha on the zayis, tov shechavim behed yelif tor gam haesrog. You should have in mind explicitly that I want this to cover not only olive, I want to cover the esrog as well. Im haesrog chaviv lo yozin. If the esrog is more special to you, kevin shladas harambam ziyato any yozin bezem meile al haesrog. In all situations, sheish deos beposkim, it's machlokas, different opinions. Al ezadav yivarech betachilu, which one comes first? Ye zogir b'shas brach lechavin lefor es shneim. You should certainly have in mind that I want this bracha to count for both of them. Ki b'lav hachi, because without doing that, yeish chashash, there's a concern over here. Shalcha, perhaps es amin. I'm sorry, I have the wrong. Sheoichel es amin. You eat the one hasheni below bracha. Okay, that's an interesting idea. In terms of priorities over the brachos, when one we have conflicting hierarchies over here, shivas aminim versus chaviv. Okay, let's finish up the Mishnah Berurah. Berach al hamayim, you make a bracha on water. V'shamashiyish meis ba'ir, and then you heard that there is a dead body in the sea. in the city. Yishtema at min hamayim v'yishbar chashar. You should take a small sip from the water and spill out the rest. V'im armelo shehatakufa nofeles. Yesh oz chashash sakon lishtos hamayim. It's a dangerous time to be drinking water. Yamtin ma'at ad sheta'avor hatakufa v'achakach yishtesh. Wait until this passes, and then you should take a drink. V'afid l'manda omer sheyesh chashash sakon. Even though there's a real serious concern over here, afikai gavna, in this case, kevin shehayu oz hamayim tulushim in hakarka, the water has been separated from the ground, afilu hachi shapir domi, so it's better off, ki shomir mitzvahs lo yoda dovara. One who is medatek in the mitzvahs, harm will not come to him. In Dishu 58, it says, V'chein le'enyin masha kosov aramah l'kaman in simin tuf nun hei, shemayim shalonu, that was left over again, ein shofrim mekoach meis, otkuvas anofeles, kosov sham betam hadovesh, sheshoim mitzvahs lo yeda dovara. He brings the same reason over there.
Okay, just to explain, clarify a little bit what exactly is going on, these tekufos, they correspond roughly to the solstice, the equinox, that you have in tekufos, Nisan, Tammuz, Tishrei, and Teves. We're going to jump out of context a little bit in Yoredeya. In Kuf, where is this? This is Kuf, Tes, Zayin, Hey. Let's talk about things that we don't do because of Sakana. I'm not going to read the whole Ramah. That in general we're more machmir by sakana things than actual prohibitions. Okay, I'm skipping a little bit. Oh, here it is. V'chein osu lishtos mayim in hanaharos belayla, o lahaniach piv al kiluach mayim lishtos ki devarim elu yesh behem chashash sakana. Okay, according from the Rambam, this is the Ramah. Uminon poshet shlo lishtos mayim meshasa tekufa, that we don't drink water at these and on these times. V'chein kosu hakadmonim ve'ein lishanos. Okay, according there from the Avudraham. On this, the Taz has an interesting comment. The Taz says here meshasa tekufa. Why we don't drink on these dates of the year? Hachacham Ibn Ezra heishiv al zeh. He responds and says, "Ki nichush ba'amahu." This is all just nichush. Don't worry about it too much. So again, that was just a little bit more of a background. We look in Yoredeya, and it gives a little insight to what we were learning about over here in Hilchos Orachai. Okay, we'll stop here for today.